Adam is here with the business news.
Thanks, Audrey. A new consumer survey from KPMG poses somewhat of a conundrum for retailers and brands. It's found that the majority of consumers continue to be price focused, three quarters saying they're influenced by discounts, most saying price is the main driver when choosing where to shop. Despite that, nearly 60% say they're more inclined to shop at retailers focused on quality, not cost cutting, with most saying they'd also pay more for quality goods. Keith Watt is head of retail at KPMG Ireland. He joins me in the studio now. That contradiction of price versus quality, what does it tell us about consumers? Is it that they just want good quality stuff cheap, basically?
Thanks, Adam. I don't think there's anything new here in that there retailers always need to balance quality and price. I think there's two things for me that I take away from this. One is that the Irish consumer is still finding it really tough out there. As you say, 76% of people are actively influenced by discounts when they're making buying decisions. And 64% of people have had to cut back on luxury goods and non-essential items just due to the lingering effect of inflation on household budgets. So price is really important. I think the second thing for me then that comes out of the survey is that the Irish consumer is really demanding. They want a quality customer experience. They want quality. They want customer satisfaction. But that all needs to be balanced with price. So I think for the Irish retailer, it's a really tough balance to get right, just that balance between price and quality.
One thing that brands and retailers say that they might do to maintain quality while also keeping the price low is to cut the amount that they're giving. So shrinkflation, in other words, that's something consumers don't like. Would they rather have a price rise than simply have shrinkflation, have the product getting smaller?
I think, again, it's a balance. And for me, it really comes back to trust. So I think retailers and brands need to be really careful that they don't damage their trust and damage the relationship with their consumer by decreasing the size of goods without kind of communicating and explaining it to the end consumer.
Yeah, and this is something that we've seen a lot now on social media of people showing that their product's getting smaller as well, so they're getting called out more publicly than they would have done in the past.
They have, and I think they need to be really careful. And again, it comes back to communications and setting expectations with their customers so that they know what to expect.
Two-thirds, according to the survey, want sustainable products to be more accessible and affordable. Being seen used to be a good way to drive sales and even maybe get a premium on the products as well. Is that still the case, or is the fact that people are so price conscious now, they're less inclined to pay more for sustainable goods, or they just expect it as a given?
I think it's fair to say, Adam, that sustainability is something that's really important to consumers. I'd say there's a question mark, are they willing to pay for it at the minute, just given all the various different pressures? So I think for Irish retailers, they need to be really clear on how they communicate their sustainable credentials with their consumers. And it can be a real point of difference for Irish retailers in a really competitive market.
Is there an element maybe that consumers now say, well, you should be green. It shouldn't be something that you do as an add-on. It shouldn't be something that you get a pat on the back for or get paid extra for. You simply should be more sustainable.
There is. And actually, one of the findings of the report was that this is really important to young cohorts. So the 18 to 24 cohort, 80% thought that sustainable goods should be made available and that shoppers should actually be rewarded for making sustainable choices.
You asked as well, finally, about AI. It seems people are sceptical about how it would benefit them in store. Is that because they're hostile to the idea, or they just don't simply see how artificial intelligence would affect them in terms of their in-store experience?
I think, Adam, there's a clear information gap here, actually, where at the minute, retailers need to do more to explain to consumers how generative AI might be used in their businesses, how it might benefit the customer, whether that's making sure you have the right goods on the shelves at the right time, maybe in product design, or enhancing the customer experience through things like virtual shopping assistants.
Okay. Keith Watt, head of retail at KPMG Ireland. Thank you very much for that. We'll